on the 8th of December in 1870, Pope Pius IX proclaimed Saint Joseph as the patron of the Universal Church. So next year, only days away, we are celebrating the 150th anniversary of this proclamation. I bring that into today's homily because Saint Joseph and Our Lady, together with Jesus, lived in this house, which is now in Loreto. It was the house that Our Lady received the Annunciation by the Archangel Gabriel to be the Mother of God. The house was situated in Nazareth. This particular house, how did it get to Loreto? There are two theories, but one is more substantiated by historical documentation than the other. The historical documentation announces that the particular house was removed because the Saracens were destroying the Holy Land shrines, and it was elevated and taken by the angels, Our Lady's angels, she's a queen of angels, en route. And that route went through Albania. There are a number of locations where it was situated before it eventually finished in the place called Loreto. St. Francis of Assisi, some 60, 70 years earlier, had announced that in this desolate, unpopulated area, there would be a time where great numbers of pilgrims would be coming. The house itself is not on foundations. This particular story is documented, and interestingly, it was in the year of 1920 when Pope Benedict XV announced Our Lady of Loreto as the patroness of air travellers. A story you may remember is of Charles Lindbergh, the American first solo pilot who flew from Paris to New York in the year of 1927. He undertook this flight. It took him 33 hours and 31 minutes. And the reason he was able to sustain himself and stay awake was that his pastor from St. Enrico's in St. Louis had given him a medal, and the medal was Our Lady of Loreto. And when he would doze off to sleep while in flight, on this solo flight across the Atlantic, the medal would gently tap on the cabin and keep him awake. In the first reading today, we hear about David as being the one who brings the Ark of the Covenant to a location, and this Ark has the symbols of the real presence of God, symbols only. It has the rod of Aaron, the Ten Commandments on the written stone, written in the stone. And also it has some specimens of the manna which had fallen from heaven, which the Israelites required in order to sustain their existence while they're on their 40-year journey. But the true Ark of the Covenant, the one with the real presence, the body, blood, soul and divinity, the divinity was encased by Our Lady, the divine person of Jesus, came into being and was conceived in the womb of Mary, is an incorruptible ark. And it is that incorruptible ark which was assumed body and soul into heaven. Saint John the 23rd regards Loreto at the opening address for the Second Vatican Council as being the holiest place on earth, because when they returned from Egypt, Joseph and Jesus and Mary resided there. and they lived most of their life there. Let us ask Our Lady to give us the insights of her life so that we can understand more fully the great love that she has for us and the ordinary life that she lived, that life which each and of us are able to share with her when we consecrate ourselves to her to get to know Jesus more. Our Lady of Loreto, pray for us.